Intergalactic planet every planet every intergalactic.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
One in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show. 2 hours still in the windshield as we continue to drive on down the road. Barry, Nick, and Joel, as we have done in hour number one, did a little recap. Barry back from jury duty, catching up on some things. Now we're rolling towards what's going on in the world today in sports. We mentioned the fact that Justin Turner is out for the Dodgers for the foreseeable future with a broken wrist. Trae Young has declared for the NBA draft after just his freshman year at OU. Not sure if you have any
Top
thoughts
10?
On that. No. I think his draft stock has slipped. I think that it's hard to walk away from the money. I think that the biggest example I can give people out there is, as long as the system is the way it is, everybody said Kwame Brown should have never come out. He should have gone back to school. The biggest problem that, as a player, you have with that is, if Kwame Brown would have been, gone back to school and people would have found out what an imposter he was, he may have never made the millions upon millions of dollars that he made, and he never would have recouped what he made by going back to school. If Trae Young somewhere has somebody, all it takes is one team. But if anybody is out there from an agent to a team telling him he will be in the lottery, then it behooves him to go and get that money.
Yeah. I just don't know if he's got the body for the NBA.
I totally agree with you. And as Nick said, I do this show with Mario Elia on SB Nation Radio, the two-man game. And I asked Mario about it, too, because I said, similar to what you said, I said, he looks like a kid amongst boys, but wait till he's a kid amongst men. Wait till he goes to the NBA and he looks like a fifth grader. How does that translate? And, you know, the biggest thing is, well, NBA, they have developmental programs in place and they're going to build him up. You can only do so much so quickly for a kid that's body and frame just isn't.
It's going to take, it took Capella over a year and a half to get to the point he's at now to bulk up. And that's a long time in the NBA. I got to read this tweet from Greg Myers. He tweeted me, said, "Coach, don't care." And it's a couple of tweets from Sean Payton. Nikki, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Jhabvala. I don't know how to pronounce that. Nikki Jabla? Javla?
Jhaba.
No, Jhabvala. Anyways, she tweeted out and said, "Former tight ends wide receiver Decker is in fact visiting the Saints per source." To which Sean Payton replied, "Bad sources." To which she quote tweeted that bad sources and said, "I had a trusted source. If my info is wrong, I apologize." And then he replied and said, "All good. You can remove the if."
That's pretty awesome.
Sean Payton's gangster. Apparently, he don't care if you think you got sources. Eric Decker, not visiting the Saints from the horse's mouth. I mean, who else is?
That's pretty great right there, if you can get that. And the fact that, I don't know if he was following her in the past or how she looks or what the draw was, but the fact that she could make sure that the contact was made and he did that, that's fantastic.
She might just be a Saint beat writer or something. But yeah, all good. You can remove the if. If my info is wrong. Yeah, you can remove the if. Your info is wrong. Man, Sean Payton's kind of gangster. Love Patrick that. Said he's out there celebrating in Loyola.
Yeah.
And then you said, is that that old lady, that sister, that 98-year-old?
I said, go get us an interview with the sister.
Yeah. Did you see the story about the Nashville or the Tennessee radio host that tweeted out bleep sister bleep
and
sister
Gene?
Then
there Gene? Was one, I think, Maine or something that got even more inappropriate. And it's like, slow
Well, this
down,
guy in
people.
Knoxville, his name's Cody McClure. He sparked a social media outcry because he tweeted out F sister Jean signed everyone. And then apparently the internet got all sensitive and butthurt. And then he was asked, "Do you regret it?" And this is what he said. "I don't regret the joke. No, I don't, because of the fact it was a joke. For me, I'm wondering, when are we as a society going to learn how to take a joke again? Why are we so soft on the internet, yet in real life, people are joking around about things that they wouldn't post online? Pardon my language, but we can stop BSing ourselves for once and have a laugh. I would issue an apology to Sister Jean if this were to ever get back to Sister Jean. I would hope that she understood that it was meant to be nothing more than a joke." It's true. Like, who in their right mind on the radio is really like, "You know what? Screw that nun. That stupid..."
That'd be a story.
I mean, you know, yeah. It's a joke. Why
you
are
know what
people,
this reminds me of?
I would. That is definitely something I would tweet, by the way. I would totally
tweet
that. First
of all, I don't think Nick and I are arguing that point.
I would totally tweet that in a heartbeat. And then when people got mad, I'd just be like, whatever. I don't know what to tell you. It's a joke. If you can't identify what a joke is nowadays, that's you. That's on you. That's your bad. I'm not apologizing. Good for him. Good for Mr. McClure for not apologizing.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Riley Curry. Remember when Steph Curry's daughter did the press conference and yes. all of a sudden everybody started annihilating a child and busting Riley Curry? Just don't take it too far. You know,
that's a good point. Now, I mean, you can make jokes, but there is a where if you start attacking a child,
the fine line.
Yep, agreed. I do agree with that. There's a point where you can go too far. But I think tweeting out an F sister Gene is obviously a joke. Who is really like that nun's a bitch? Nobody's doing that. I might do that tonight just to get our show more pub. Should I do that, guys?
Let it fly, right, Bear.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to ask you guys, and I want an honest opinion. Joel, I know Joel's answer because he just wants me to get in trouble.
That's not true.
No, it's totally true. But do you think if I tweeted out, Sister Jean's a bitch, would I get in trouble?
I think because of the platform that you're on, possibly.
You think so?
And because of certain people that have some interest here.
Do you think if I said she looks like one, would that be better?
I don't think that softens the blow.
No?
I think it softens it, but it still could possibly get you in trouble.
All right, well, then I'm not going to do it.
Your name's Barry, not Josh. Okay, so.
Oh, like stunts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not good at those.
You don't need to do
them. I'm not good at those. All right, well, then I won't do it. I should just retweet. I'm going to find his tweet and retweet it, though. I'm going to go find his tweet.
You're not going to completely stir the pot, but you're going to turn the heat up a little bit on the stove.
I'm going to just retweet it. You know how much run I could get off of that? Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, that's not the right Cody McClure. Did he have to take down his Twitter? Oh, no.
You remember what happened when old boy at WEI in Boston busted on Brady? It's a firestorm, man.
Well,
all right. Speaking of Chicago and Sister Jean, Ray wants to talk Chicago. Ray, what's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. I'm just kind of tired of this. You know, you guys talking about this Sister Jean. I'm trying to watch some basketball. I don't need no religion in my face. I'm tired of this lady all over. I can't wait for them to get out of the tournament. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, Raheel.
Wow.
That's totally Raheel.
That is Raheel.
Run it back.
Yeah, I'll run it back.
Guarantee you that was Raheel. 1,000%.
Raheel being a troll.
Yeah, that was 1,000% Raheel.
He's listening.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Let me hear
it
again.
It was Ray, not Raheel.
Yeah, Raheel.
Yeah.
That would be funny if that was what he called in.
By the way,
give his whole name,
that,
Raheel.
What's wrong with Raheel these days? What's wrong with Raheel and Lance, by the way? At least we're respectful enough that we're always prompt on our show. We're never late for our show.
Ooh, okay.
Right? But when I listen in the morning taking Taylor to school, every day someone's taking a few minutes off. They're always saying, Raheel, why bother showing up at all? He's going to be late for work again. And then they say, well, Lance is either leaves segments early or he comes back late. I'm like, so when did this become like optional? I don't get it.
Here's the Raheel.
I mean, you mean Ray. You mean Ray.
Oh, yeah, I mean Ray. My bad.
Uh-huh. Eugene, Ray wants to talk Chicago. Ray, what's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. I'm just kind of tired of this. You know, you guys talking about this
totally
game.
Raheel.
I'm trying to watch some basketball. I don't need no religion in my face. I'm tired of this lady all over. I can't wait for them to get out of the tournament. Thanks, guys.
The first part sounded just like him.
Yeah.
Especially when they said the word tired. That's exactly the way Raheel would say it.
Nice try,
exactly
Raheel.
Exactly what I caught.
You did not. You did not pull it off this time, bud. I'm sorry. Not like the time, was it them that I pranked?
Who haven't you pranked?
No,
I think Barry's pranked every single show in the city. I'm talking every local
just on our
platform.
Station. I wouldn't even take the time to call another show on another station.
So you only troll us?
No, our station, yeah.
Okay.
I've pranked.
So you keep it in the family.
Well, I pranked our show when we were out. When I called the guys, who wasn't doing
Jermaine,
it?
Jermaine.
I
was
like, you guys sound fat. They didn't like that too much.
I was texting, but I was not actually calling the show, but I was taking.
Joel was texting the show. Hey, I miss Joel, not Barry, but Joel, I miss that Joel fella
a
lot.
I wasn't doing that. I was texting the guys directly.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, by the way, I just sent a text to Raheel that said trolling? ? He says, huh? in a meeting. What happened?
Sure, sure. Okay. That's the same excuse I gave when Nick texted me and was like, did you just call? I was like, no, I just got out of a meeting. What happened? Nothing. Oh, okay. Just
Jermaine was actually pretty good about pointing out that was you, but I never texted you and asked.
Oh, you said you were going to.
And yeah. I forgot, yeah.
By the way, the guy deleted the tweet that said F Sister Jean, so I can't even retweet it. I'm so sad about that. I really wanted to retweet that, but
it's probably good that you did. I mean, retweeting it probably wouldn't have gotten you in trouble, but
no.
Where are we on the whole Sister Jean thing overall, Nick? You good, bad? I mean,
I don't care.
I don't care either. I don't really.
It's part of the story, I guess, because she got there with the first game. But overall, I'm like, okay. I mean, I get it. Those are the kind of stories that the networks jump all over.
It was kind of like Millie with who did the Eagles play when Millie was it the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah.
If,
and then she went to Philly and got just verbally trashed.
No, and then they have a sign that says Millie's a C word, and they're walking up and down Philadelphia street yelling F Millie, F Millie. Like, that's way different than a guy posting a joke about Sister Jean. Way different.
Lisa got all.
Although he might be from Philly,
because I was telling her about Sister Jean, and then I go, and then she goes, there she is, and I go, oh yeah, it is. And she goes, how do you know for sure? And I'm like, because she still has that Molly Russell's wart on her chin. And Lisa got all mad at me. So she's getting enough airtime when you can recognize facial features.
That's true.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, if you want to eat healthy, I have a solution for you. Do you want to lose weight, eat healthy, and do it the easiest way possible? Then you want to log on to HealthyGourmet.com today. Whether you're just looking for good food that's ready to heat and eat, or you do want to get in shape and eat well, HealthyGourmet.com has you covered. The meals are made from scratch. You can customize them online. Don't sleep on the fact that you can customize these meals. If you need to add some like brown rice to your meal, or you want to go completely gluten-free, or you just want to have some custom ingredients added to your meal, all of that is an option at HealthyGourmet.com. Vegan, low-carb, paleo, doesn't matter. They have a food to fit your lifestyle. It's all there. The best part is when you order from HealthyGourmet.com, they deliver it to your door. You don't even have to leave the house to get your meals for the week done. That means no prep, no cooking, no driving, no cleaning up. All of it's taken care of at HealthyGourmet.com. It's the perfect solution if you want to eat healthy and lose weight. And right now, if you log on and place an order, if you get it in before midnight on Tuesday, you'll have it by Friday of this week. So you've got less than 10 hours to get it done. So get that done now. Use promo code ESPN975. You'll save an extra 10% on your order. And if you order $99 or more, you get it for free. Do it today. It's HealthyGourmet.com. Get in shape. Lose weight. HealthyGourmet.com.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number 2, 3-hour extravaganza, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel with you, present and accounted for. Barry missing yesterday with a little jury duty, but hey, all good things must come to an end, so therefore we continue to roll. What else is on your mind?
How's your bracket?
It's not bad. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. I lost Arizona, but my overall winner is Villanova. So Villanova is still alive. I had Duke going at least this far and winning it. I think I had one. I think I have Duke in the Final Four. So I have a couple where I have a shot.
Nick?
It's a disaster.
Is it?
Yeah, it's an absolute disaster.
I'll tell you what. My strategy was, hey, I don't watch college basketball, so I'm picking all the favorites. This was the wrong year.
Yeah.
To pick all the favorites. That is for damn sure. I don't have a single team in the South. I was supposed to have 1, 2, 3, and 4. No. 5, 7, 9, and 11. In the West, it looks like I have Gonzaga and Michigan.
Not bad.
In the Midwest, I have Kansas and Duke. And then in the East, I have Villanova, Purdue, and Tech. So I'm good in the East.
You're doing all right.
I'm good in the East. But that's it. If the East doesn't win, I have Villanova winning it all. So I'm still hanging in there on that. But I had them beating Virginia. I just picked all ones. It just, yeah. But this is not, I can't imagine that anybody's bracket is really doing great right now.
No, and we talked about it yesterday. The biggest thing is on one single day when you lose a one, two twos, and a three, that can turn everybody's bracket upside down.
Yep.
Because even if you thought the three was going to upset everybody and get there, they're out too.
Indeed.
So that, yeah, that screws everything up.
I know you talked Rockets, so I won't. I don't want to sit here and repeat yesterday's show.
So let's talk about tonight.
Yeah, let's talk about tonight.
A good topic to get into because of the fact that a lot of people are saying, well, the Rockets get a chance to stop a streak that could have the longevity to get as long as one of theirs this year. The Blazers come in winners of 13 in a row. More importantly, a lot of people until this morning, thanks to ESPN, forgot about the fact the last time these two teams met up, Chris Paul took a seemingly non-important layup at the end of the game. Lillard took exception to it, tried to slap the ball out of his hands, made a statement. Now he's out there on ESPN's website giving a little audio and credence to the fact that they still haven't forgotten that.
The game is over. Going back to Houston, he'd been in the league a long time. So I was just like, man, what type of player is that? What's that about? And he was like, y'all ain't playing defense. So I was like, all right. I tried to hit the ball out of his hand and I ain't like it. Yeah. That simple. I ain't like it.
Just put it like this. Ain't going to be no more layups. Not if I'm around.
Okay, so now C.J. McCollum's the enforcer.
Oh, is a lot of people scared of C.J. McCollum?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you seen Gerald Green? Because, oh, by the way, that's the other thing.
Gerald Green is a gangster, man.
Gerald Green got hit with $25,000.
You think Chris Paul regrets picking that up? Man, I thought it was going to be like you. 5 or 10.
I got you. How much?
Damn. 25. He bought him a new car.
Just call State Farm. It's all taken care of. Right. But here's the thing. I told you in the production meeting, Nick, I think that they got off light because of the fact the NBA protects the fans. So remember the fan that got his phone knocked out of his hand? Yep. That was a one-game suspension.
Yeah.
The fact that when Gerald Green hit Jang, he knocked Jang into the front row and he made contact with fans. That's one where I was worried he might get a game or two. Thankfully, he didn't. But the $25,000, I think that's just fine. Let's move on.
That fan took it like a champ, too, because he didn't even spill his beer.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Still had beer in the cup.
He didn't even seem upset. I think he was proud that he didn't spill his beer.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
But, yeah. I mean, look, we talked about it yesterday. I love the lack of hesitation on Joe Green's part. Right when Chris Paul went to the ground, that's when Joe Green pushed Dang, and that, to me, is important. So
it's funny that we thought this was a team full of enforcers with Nene and P.J. Tucker and Trevor Ariza. And it ends up being Gerald Green is the guy that as soon as something happens. Now, those other guys aren't on the court, but I don't even know that those guys rush over and do what Gerald Green did.
I think Tucker does. Nick and I talked about it yesterday. I think Tucker and Green, now you got two guys that at least you know, unlike years past when someone would knock somebody down and everybody would like start whistling and looking the other way.
Oh, yeah.
You got a couple guys now that'll take care of business.
All you need to do is watch Tucker set a pick on some teams that he's not liking playing against.
Yep.
He's trying to murder people with a pick.
I've told you this.
He really
is. All you need to do is ask James Harden about P.J. Tucker before he came a Rocket.
Yeah.
He wanted no part of it because Tucker loved that stuff. He loved being physical. He loved the extra cheap shot. He loved talking and getting in your head. And he did it to James a lot. Now the fact that he's got their backs instead of sitting in front of them waiting to try and defend them, it's a big thing. But Gerald Green, and we covered this yesterday too, but Barry, well, just to recap, D'Antoni had a problem because with the Clippergate thing, it was off the floor. It ended up getting him suspended, and he kind of maybe took it a little. He kind of sent a message to Gerald Green after the fact for a while. This is one where you can't fault the fact that, hey, when your best player gets shoved to the ground,
you're gonna stand
someone better come to his defense or it's going to happen again. And thankfully, Gerald Green did what you're supposed to do.
Second best player.
I mean, Nene could have been second that guy, but he's not on the floor as much. Plus, he has to preserve his body. Ariza's kind of that guy, but he's just more of a guy that you just don't mess with because he's scary. You know, that cool, calm, collected guy that you just don't know when he's about to snap. PJ Tucker's probably has to be the one guy that's officially dubbed the enforcer because he's on, you know, he gets the most minutes. And Gerald Green could be an enforcer if he got more minutes as well. But I mean, I would have to pick Tucker and Green.
Tucker also kind of fits the role by the fact that he's bulky.
Yep, he's a little bigger. Yep.
Gerald Green, I mean, he's not exactly like.
Yeah, he's a skinny dude. He's kind of a skinny dude exactly. for NBA terms, but yeah.
Kristen Chapman wants to know if we're going to do anything on WrestleMania. No.
No, but if you want, Jose not Partita us. Will.
Yeah. So tonight's matchup, Rockets have a, according to the ESPN matchup predictor, Houston has a 61% chance of winning the game.
I think that's high.
That's probably a little high for a team that's won, what, 13, 14 in a row?
Great. I told you guys, great home court advantage.
Rockets are a 5-point favorite.
unbelievable that, those both are on the table. I do think there's a little extra motivation. I do think that Portland has a great home court, and with 13 in a row, look, compliment them. I'm totally with the ESPN guy doing the interview with Lillard and McCollum that said, I had you guys fighting for the eight spot. I didn't even have them in the playoffs at the start of the year. But to say that they're a top four team right now,
it's crazy.
Tip your cap. It's impressive, and it's because of those two guys. But do you think there's a rivalry between these two teams?
Not yet. I think there's some chippiness, kind of like with the Clippers. But right. Both teams, they haven't beat the Rockets yet this year. And if they don't beat the Rockets this year, it's kind of like with the Clippers. There might be some chippiness, but unless it's going back and forth, it's not really a rival.
There's no more Blake Griffin. Yeah. So pretty much squashed. The thing with Portland is you can go back and say Lillard basically sent the Rockets home one year with the shot that everybody hates. There is this little thing going on. If something happens tonight, now you're building something. But you're building it more on just the non-basketball related stuff. You're not building it on, you know, these tough, drawn-out series and games and competitions. But like I said, I give Portland credit for being where they're at. I think that I think they got a shot tonight, but hopefully it makes the game more interesting, the fact that there'll be a little bit more heated emotions.
So a few weeks back, we looked at strength of schedule.
Yep.
And we talked about who had the toughest schedules down the stretch. At that point, the Spurs had the toughest. That's no longer the case. Of the remaining games, the Thunder have the toughest schedule, followed by the Nuggets and then the Spurs. The Rockets have the fourth easiest schedule in the Western Conference remaining. So that's good for them. My question is, are the Warriors in so much trouble, and are the Blazers so hot that they could make it a race?
Let's talk about that after the break. Let's see what you think. Are the Warriors, because I got a text during the show that said from a very connected Rockets type person saying they're hearing that the Warriors are actually faking injuries just to be healthy and 100% for the playoffs because it doesn't matter. So we can talk about that, talk about the Blazers, talk about a whole lot more. We've got half of the show in the books and half still to go. Stay tuned for the second half. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's coming out of the halfway break. We have a second half of the show to get to. 90 minutes still to cover on the big show. Fellas, my wife sent me this. I don't want to bore you with all of the details, but California was ranked the worst state for quality of life in the entire United States. And the top three... North Dakota won. Who the hell wants to live there?
I don't know.
It's funny. They always put out these type of stories. The other day I saw on Facebook that the Woodlands was like the seventh best place to live in the entire country.
I'm
like,
really?
You know why?
Because I'm up there.
No, you're on the farm in the spring.
I mean, no, that doesn't count.
Yeah, it's the same exit.
Was it like 20 minutes?
No.
How far?
Like I'm in spring. When you go up Rayford Sawdust, you can exit Rayford Sawdust. If you go left, that's Sawdust. That's the Woodlands. If you go right, that's Rayford. That's Spring. That's my exit.
Sawdust? What? What?
Rayford Sawdust is the name of the exit.
You live on a farm. Yeah. Nowhere near the
Sawdust
Woodlands.
Is they also have that on the road.
That is the exit for the Woodlands, jerk.
No, the main. And if you lived on Woodlands Parkway, I would give it to you.
That's the new school Woodlands. I'm talking old school, traditional, old money Woodlands.
Well, they're talking the new school Woodlands being top seven in the country.
It's all the Woodlands. It's just, is it the old money or the new money? Is it the oil money or the tech money?
I'm just shocked at how many people go to the Woodlands just to see Christmas lights. I'm like, really?
That's all the way out there?
Yeah, a lot of Houstonians do that.
I've heard it's out in Richmond. They have a whole like streets of homes of lights and all kinds of things. That's a big deal.
I'm sure it's not just the Woodlands doing that. So I mean, I just not driving to see Christmas lights. I just think that's ridiculous.
I'm trying to remember the name of the neighborhood. There was a neighborhood, Prestonwood. Prestonwood, when I was growing up, was known for having to be one of the best neighborhoods in the city because every street had a theme and every single house on that street decorated and abided by the theme. And it was just like you would have to wait 45 minutes just to get into the neighborhood. The line would be just down. Now it's off the beltway, but the line would just be around the corner. And it would take you hours to get through the neighborhood because everybody would just get in the truck and, you know, the adults would have hot chocolate and liquor and the kids would all ride in the back. And oh, yeah, it was a big deal.
My dad was Preston the connoisseur of Christmas lights when we were growing up, but there was this one house in the middle of a neighborhood you wouldn't have expected. And they literally had like an all-electric display of elves working on toys in a glass booth with lights. It was almost like a TV studio on the guy's front lawn and then lights all around that. But yeah, I mean, driving out to the Woodlands to see Christmas
lights?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
All right, so anyway, the top three, North Dakota 1, Minnesota 2, Wisconsin 3. So my wife sent it to me and said, I guess you win, California number 50, and Wisconsin in the top three.
What was this for again?
Equality of life rankings state by state.
I mean, I'm just going to let you answer that. Where you think Wisconsin deserves to be number three?
No, you know why?
Because
there's this thing called winter.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Winter cannot, that in terms of quality of life, let me just tell you that winter is not just a couple months in Wisconsin. That's going to affect your quality of life.
It's still really cold there right now, huh?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't mind having four seasons, but I don't know if I want it being butt-ass cold in March.
Yeah,
I don't need that.
I'm just not a fan of the winter. I got out of there for that
now,
very reason.
At the same time, you got smog and earthquakes in California. I'm good with not having
plus it's incredibly expensive and the state taxes and all that.
Look, if you're in San Diego and you can afford to be in San Diego, it is the premier pristine place on the lower 48.
That in San Francisco, right? Because I haven't been to either. I've been to Cali, but I haven't been to either one of those
cities. San Francisco gets cold.
San Francisco at night. Remember when you see a Giants game and cold. You realize how bundled up people are at night? I've been there at the new stadium for a couple
in April and May. They'll be wearing hoodies and stuff.
It's also like you took New York City and put it on a bunch of hills. It's overly congested. It's like completely just like smashed into every nook and cranny. Whereas San Diego's kind of laid back, beachcombers kind of paradise. It's like it's not all congested in metropolis. It's laid back a little bit more.
Yeah.
I had friends living in San Diego. I wish they wouldn't move because it was a great place to visit and you already had a built-in place to stay.
One of my favorites. Where did Colorado rank? Because I would love, I mean, if I could move anywhere, it'd be Denver. Where did Colorado rank on that list?
Aside from the graphic, it's a video, so I have to I'll have to see where they do everything.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. It was just the fact that, their graphic even gives the top three and the dead last, but they didn't
really
encompass everything in the middle of it. But I can look it up. It's on U.S. News and World Report.
Okay. Somebody asked on Twitter, Barry, what are your thoughts on the Jets trading up to three, and which QB do you think they're going after? That was from JJ. I think the Colts just absolutely bent the Jets over. When you look at what they got, they get two first rounders, they moved down from three to six, and then they got two second rounders, moved down from three to six, and got a second rounder next year.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's some hidden goal.
To move up three spots?
I think Ursay's drinking again.
Well, I don't know if Ursay made that move or not, but that is just to move up three spots. So basically what you're telling me is that three second round picks and swapping first round picks to move up three. You're telling me either Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, or Josh Rosen is worth that. I don't know that any of those three guys are worth that. Were you that worried that those three guys weren't going to be at six? Because if you are...
It's just a year removed from before, the year before when we were talking about, look, the quarterbacks all night, we get gangbusters, but depending on where you draft, you're going to get at least one of them. So it takes a little bit of the stress out of the deal. But now I guess they were so worried that they have one guy that they pinpointed and zeroed in on being the Jets that they had to get into the top three to get him. So there you have it. I have the list for you, sir.
Okay.
North Dakota 1, Minnesota 2, Wisconsin 3, Texas. Colorado is 10.
Oh, okay.
Colorado is 10th. And I'm looking for Texas on this list. And I'm not going to, these people aren't going to be very happy. Texas is 46th.
Really?
Yeah, 46 Texas, 47 Illinois, then Indiana, New Jersey, California. So the last five includes Texas with Houston obviously in it, Cali with Los Angeles in it, Illinois with Chicago in it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, where the hell is New York?
New
York is 37th.
Really?
And Hawaii, 36th. Pretty sure if you're living in Hawaii, life ain't bad.
I mean, it just seems like everything would get repetitive and redundant, right? I mean, there's only so much you can do in Hawaii, right? I've never been. I want to go, but I'm just saying.
It's beautiful.
I think in Hawaii, it's a case of the haves and the have-nots. You're either really wealthy or you're not. You're not necessarily living in poverty, but there's kind of almost no middle class. And the wealthy, I think, are few and far between because the cost of living in Hawaii is ridiculous.
I had no idea. I've never been, but.
I mean, I've been to like Honolulu and stuff like that. It's a beautiful island, but they've got their own problems. It's not a paradise all year round.
To say, wow, you know, if you want a vacation, Hawaii would be great, but it's an 8-hour flight. It's another thing to say, God, visiting the United States would be really cool and seeing a major city like New York, Chicago, LA, or Houston. But every time you want to do that, you have to fly 8 hours. It's not so fun. It's not everything at your fingertips. So, all right, just thought I'd throw that in there. I will continue to move on. We got lots that we can still get to. Again, Rockets and Blazers tonight, but we talked about a little bit. Are the Warriors tanking it? Are they just trying to get healthy for the playoffs and faking injuries now because they know that the regular season's over, but all it takes is one win in the playoffs and they can get home court back? We can talk about that and whatever's on your mind. Give us a call, 713-780-3776. You can call or text the HRNP listener line, or you can hit us up on Twitter. And Eric, we see you. We'll get you coming back as well. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. Stuck in my head again.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the usual suspects, we got a lot to get to.
Yeah, going back to your quality of life and the Woodlands and all that, mm-hmm. G the Never Dude said, no, Barry, spring doesn't count as the Woodlands. Mm-hmm. If your electricity lines are not underground, you don't live in the Woodlands. Okay. No.
I don't even know if he's right. I'm just
agreeing. I don't think he's done. That's the key.
Here's the deal. I used to live in a neighborhood that was off of Rayford Sawdust. You take a right. The Woodlands is left. You go right. This is in spring. It's called Imperial Oaks. All of the power lines are underground, so suck it, G.
Dang it.
Because my power lines were underground, so you can suck it, Nick, with your bell, and G
Remind
can suck it, too.
How far are you from Cut and Shoot, Texas, again?
Long ways.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we had this discussion. No, it was like 5 minutes away.
Turn your mic off.
When a windbreaker is not a jacket, it's what you put on the backside of your property to keep the farm.
There's no
okay.
CJ said Preston was still kind of like that. Brandon said, I live in Imperial Oaks. It's not the Woodlands. It's the poor side of the Woodlands. Okay, but it's still the Woodlands. I mean, technically, look, if you're trying to tell someone where you stay, what do you say? You usually pick a side of town. You either say the Woodlands, Katy, Sugarland, right?
Well, what I do,
Pearland, or Inside the Loop. That's it. That's what you say. You
Midtown.
Don't say, well, I'm in Northern Spring or something. I'm up in the Woodlands. Because then everybody knows you're on 45 North.
I mean, for me, not everybody knows where Missouri City is, so I'll say it's by Sugarland, but I don't say I live in Sugarland.
You normally, well, Mo City.
I do Mo City a lot. I mean,
you're petty though. So
why? Because I said Sugarland.
I'm by Sugarland. Oh, shut up.
You're in College Park.
What?
College Park.
That's the fancy.
When my parents were alive, they were thinking about moving down here, and they found the over 50 community at College Park. That's pretty ritzy.
Whole community.
And isn't that prejudice when you say you can't live here unless you're over 50?
No. Would you have to show your ID or like what?
No, there are some places that don't let you have kids.
I'm not saying there was an interview process. They're called smart. It was kind of stuffy in terms of when we were looking at houses. Yeah. I was actually driving them around, so I was in shorts and a t-shirt, and the lady gave me the side eye, like, who are you and why are you dressed like that?
Well, your chauffeur is dressed really bad.
Yeah, I got heat for that. All right, Eric wants to get in here on the list of the cities, the states with the best quality. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Loving the show. So yeah, that quality of life list. I mean, there's no way Texas is 46 and North Dakota is 1 and Wisconsin 3. There's just no way that's possible. Now, and
Eric, you sound like you might be from North Dakota or something like that. Are you from up north there in that area, don't you know?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, Eric.
They're totally
always is. Texas.
Okay.
Texas
All right.
forever.
There you go. Thank you, Eric. All right. Go ahead.
And then also spring is not the woodland.
Boom. All right, cut. This is a stupid ass call.
In the woodlands. I've even sold houses in Imperial Oaks, and it's two separate things. But honestly, if I had my choice, I would rather live in spring than the woodlands.
You're just trying to come back from it.
You
late.
Didn't redeem yourself, Eric. Yeah, appreciate
Nick, ring
the, call.
The bell. Great call, Eric. Way
nope,
to go. Way
idiot. To... Idiot. Dumb call.
Second half of the call is good. The first half of the call was dumb.
Oh, I see how that works. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
I thought he was from the Midwest as well.
Didn't it sound like
this
he had
guy
a little...
might be from the Midwest?
When he said North Dakota, I was like, oh, he's from there. Normally, sounded like he dropped a little order.
Thanks for the call, Eric.
Yeah, appreciate it, bud.
Normally, I could... delineate for you where they're from by their accent. Yeah. It wasn't that strong, but
there was
a
hint
of it. A little tendency.
Okay,
yeah.
So I wasn't off base by asking because there was a hint of it there. Okay, that's good to know.
But Texans are not really good at recognizing different accents, honestly.
I'm great at it.
I don't think you're very good at it either. Let's be honest.
That is the accent of a hater. I can tell that's you're from Hatertown. You're from Haterville.
Nope, from Mo City.
Next to Sugarland. Hey, did y'all cover the signing of Tyrann Mathieu? I'm guessing Adam wants to know. I'm guessing
yesterday.
Y'all did.
Yep,
yeah,
yesterday. And Pat, someone asked my opinion. One of the interns asked me my opinion of Patrick Creighton's column today on Sports Map.
Didn't catch it, but I'm sure it was a good.
He column. Doesn't think they've had the Texans have had a pretty good offseason.
Okay, I mean,
we covered
like
it yesterday,
hate
and
that
I think.
Column.
Yeah, you've got the splash of a Tyrann Mathieu, but at the same time, you addressed the issues that we stated that clearly you knew were weaknesses for this team. Offensive line, secondary, done a lot of really good things, didn't exactly overpay for any of them. Normally, when you participate in free agency in the first couple days, you end up overpaying. I don't think they did that. And I think with the draft still upon them and there's still players out there, I compliment Brian
Gain. I've got to read it. Maybe he didn't like the additions, but I have to read it.
Yeah, you got to check it out. Sports Map's a good place to go. We all write for them as well, but it's a lot
so
of
he
different
was
opinions.
Pro or con?
He was anti-Brian Gain's moves in free agency, and I disagree.
Yeah, that seems silly to me. I think Brian Gain has done an outstanding job. He's addressed all of, like you said, he's addressed all of the areas of need.
Yep.
You went out and you got help at corner, you got help at safety, and not only did you get help at safety, before, at one point, the safety market was good. I mean, there was some value in there, but nobody was moving on him. And then Tyrann Mathieu hit the market, and they immediately snatched him up. Yep. He immediately became the best safety available. So I think they did fine. I'm not complaining. Would it have been nice to have like a solder here or something like that? Sure.
But you overpaid.
But you didn't have to overpay. So
right.
Good for the Texans. I think he's done a very good job. Not a great job, but he's done a very good job at getting value picks.
We're all on the
team.
Same page.
Or value signings for this team.
Didn't overpay and address the needs. I think that's all that you had to do in free agency. Because we said, because you don't have a first or second round pick, free agency was more important than the draft in the early stages, and he did well.
Yeah. Much easier said than done when you have to do what you have to do to get Deshaun and get rid of Brock's crazy contract. So it's much easier said than done to make these type of additions. So.
Well, just the fact that you got rid of Brock's contract was a huge thing to do anyway, because people realized how much dead weight that was.
Yeah. Somebody just texted and said, Barry lives in Spring. Yeah, I think we've
covered that part.
Yeah. Barry, my office is off Oak Ridge North. Okay. That's nice. Now
you guys
want to
get together for dinner later? Or?
Just tell me. California costs too much to live in. I would agree with that.
Ask me if he wants to come over for a hayride on a Saturday on the farm. Make a side business.
By
the way, we're on location again this week. Let's give shout outs there, because Thursday should be a lot of fun. We're going to be at Cowboys and Indians, your favorite spot, Barry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to be there. All the shows are going to be there all day, all the way through the Blitz at 7. So make sure you mark your calendars. Cowboys and Indians on Thursday in Midtown. We love it with great food. Make sure you know that we will be there. And then Friday back at Prime Social up there on Westheimer, right past Hillcroft.
I'm telling you, if you're in the Midtown area or close enough, if it's less than a 30-minute drive, you should make the trip to Cowboys and Indians. You guys are going to love the food if you haven't been out already. I'm
great environment,
you,
indoor, outdoor, hostel type area.
Yeah, and you can come by, get a hug from Joel. Nick will let you nibble on his non-quesadillas.
Negative.
It's going to be awesome.
Lick Barry's earlobe. He likes that a lot.
That's fine. Yep. If you show up, you could do that. If you get hit, that's not my problem, but yeah,
well,
it's going to be a good time.
It could be your problem.
Why?
Well, because there could be lawsuits and or like big guys named, you know, Thud that you decided to hit.
No one named Thud needs to touch me. Okay. Somebody, Mike in the Woodlands said the Woodlands does have power lines. Mm, yeah. So suck it, other guy.
But I think that's probably a new part, right? Because all the trees that they want, they're trying. Isn't the whole goal of the Woodlands is to preserve all the trees? Yeah. So how do you put all these power lines on the side of the road when there's like trees?
You're right. It's probably like College Park and stuff like that. But that's the thing I hate about the Woodlands. It's so hard to find anything.
Yeah, because you look for restaurants and you can't see them because the trees are in the way.
You're like, well, I hope the
GPS
eating at a Keebler Elf tree. What this is all? Yeah, I personally don't like driving through there. I still get lost. I've been up there 20 plus years and I still get lost in that area.
Okay, well, we got 2 hours quickly in the books, gang, and we've got an hour still to go, so don't go anywhere. More of the big show in just minutes. Right now, I'll tell you about my friends at Texas Can Academies, because there are people in Houston, Texas, that are making sure that Houstonians take care of kids in Houston trying to get a second chance at an education. It's a great program. Been telling you about them for quite a while now. With the hurricane that hit, whether you had insurance that covered a vehicle or not, a lot of vehicles were damaged. A lot of them aren't running anymore. You don't want to pay money for a tow truck just to get rid of a vehicle that you have no use for and end up adding more insult to injury. Well, here's all you got to do. You call 713-225-4226, log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take the vehicle away. They do all the paperwork. They give you a nice tax deduction. And you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. That's where the process really begins, because that's when they take your donation, they turn it into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. Maybe it's book money. Maybe it's bus fare. Maybe it's warm meals. Maybe it's eyeglasses. If they don't have those things, that's a distraction. If they do have them, they can focus on the books, do what they need to do, get that that high school degree, and move on with their life. It's a simple process because of your donation. So if you have something that you're considering donating, or you have something that now, after hearing this message, that you think you can, please give them a call. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.